Helsinki fallout.
President Putin was very, very strong.
President under fire.
No president in modern history has more betrayed our national interests.
From Democrats and Republicans.
The president's comments made us look more like a pushover.
DNA unravels more cold cases.
They're saying, okay, who could their second or third cousin be?
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Disgraceful, shameful, bizarre. Those are the words of some Republicans to describe President Trump's performance in Helsinki as he stood next to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Democrats have reacted with outrage and shock, too, after the president accepted Putin's denial of election meddling and openly doubted the findings of the American intelligence community. CBS's Nancy Cordes says reaction on Capitol Hill was swift and sharp.
GOP leaders tried to be gentle. Other Republicans were more blunt.
What the president said today is not accurate.
Arizona's Jeff Flake called it shameful.
I never thought I'd see an American president throw the intelligence community under the bus like that.
Texas Republican Will Hurd is a former CIA agent.
I've seen Russian intelligence manipulate a lot of people, and I never would have thought that the U.S. president would be one of those ones. I'm getting duped by an old KGB hand.
Democrats were even more scathing.
It's got to be a new low even for this president. Absolutely disgraceful.
But I was horrified by what I saw.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer offered one controversial explanation, Russian blackmail.
If that's not the explanation, that Putin has something on it, what is it? What the heck could it be?
A crowd outside the White House sounded off last night. And as White House correspondent Weijia Jiang tells us, Mr. Trump went on Fox News to make his case.
He said, what a shame. He felt it was very hard for me to make a deal because of, you know, all of this nonsense.
President Trump blamed the Russia investigation for deteriorating U.S.-Russia relations and last night continued his praise of the Russian president.
It was a good meeting. We discussed so many different things.
Earlier, the president sided with Vladimir Putin over his own U.S. intelligence agencies, which have concluded the Russian government interfered in the election.
I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial.
During an interview with Chris Wallace, Putin refused to look at the special counsel's indictment against his agents.
Russia, as a state, has never interfered with the internal affairs of the United States.
CBS News contributor Michael Morell, a former number two man at the CIA, says the damage can't be understated.
Yesterday was a blow to that morale. It was a blow to that relationship. I do think that senior officials in the intelligence community need to ask themselves whether they can continue to serve this president and represent the men and women of the intelligence community in a way that is positive.
A 29-year-old Russian woman's under arrest. She's accused of working to influence American politicians and groups like the NRA. CBS's Anne Marie Green.
Maria Butina is being held without bail. Prosecutors say that she has ties to a senior Russian government official. Her alleged job was to gather intelligence on American officials and political organizations while coordinating back-channel communications with the Kremlin. Her attorney called the investigations overblown.
The Russian official she allegedly worked for has been sanctioned by the United States. With Washington unleashing new tariffs and President Trump calling the European Union a foe, the EU has signed a free trade deal with Japan. The EU president calls it a step against protectionism. The U.S. Coast Guard is telling Hawaii tour boats to keep their distance after one that tried to get people close to the Kilauea volcano's activity felt the effects of an explosion. CBS's Carter Evans is in Hilo.
Passenger Kirk Olson says the sightseeing boat was about 100 yards off the coast when a basketball-sized lava bomb crashed through the roof.
It was suddenly bedlam. There was screaming. You'd look on the floor and there were hot lava rocks glowing.
Tourists on nearby boats could see the thick plume of steam and hot ash blasting into the sky.
It just exploded straight out at the boat. We could hear the rocks hit the boat and the people yelling.
Nearly two dozen people on board were treated for burns and scrapes, And one woman was hospitalized with a broken femur.
Indiana authorities used cutting-edge techniques that have been used elsewhere to solve a rape and murder case cold for decades. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
This past April, on the 30th anniversary of her murder, the mother of 8-year-old April Tinsley said this about the killer.
Why? That'd be the main question I would ask him over and over and over again. Why?
In fact, police were already close to answering who they say DNA found on the child and on mocking messages sent years later match 59-year-old John D. Miller.
It's exactly the same techniques that you would use for an adoptee to find their birth parents.
Genetic genealogist Cece Moore.
I really do appreciate the law enforcement agencies thinking outside the box to help bring closure to these families.
Genetic genealogy has already helped police identify suspects in 5 cold cases nationwide, including the alleged Golden State Killer. Steve?
Well, the way some people saw it on social media, Amazon's much-hyped Prime Day sale was a dog. An image of a pup with an apology greeted some shoppers for hours when they couldn't access the site. Tech analyst Larry Magid.
Some customers did see a notice that Amazon is experiencing unusually heavy traffic, which could delay their ability to complete their purchase. But others got a notice saying, sorry, something went wrong on our end, asking him to come back and try again.
Despite the snafus, analysts expect Amazon's Prime Day to top last year's $2.4 billion in sales. Netflix stock tumbled more than 10% yesterday after it said it's adding new subscribers at a slower pace than expected. Raw power was on display last night in Washington.
There it is!
National star Bryce Harper delighted the hometown crowd, winning the All-Star Home Run Derby in comeback fashion over Cubs slugger Kyle Schwarber on ESPN. It's a milestone moment for a colorful movie.
In the town where I was born.
This is from the official 1968 movie trailer, Yellow Submarine, released on this date 50 years ago.
The forces of good, the Beatles. The forces of evil, the blue meaning.
It was a project the lads were reportedly not too thrilled about, but they do appear in a brief live sequence at the end of the movie.
1, 2, 3, 4, can I have a little more? 5,
Jim Taylor, CBS
10, 8,
News.
9, 10, I love you.
The Showtime Network says comedian Sacha Baron Cohen did not present himself as a disabled veteran when he met with Sarah Palin and also Bernie Sanders. Palin said he did when she revealed last week she was duped by him into an interview for his show that premiered Sunday. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.